Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
You asked.
Can't write it.
It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
So, in just after the show, we just finished the show a little bit ago. So just before we start this, I say, anybody got anything, you know, that they want to bring up? And Scotty says,
let's talk about sex, baby.
But he goes, let's talk about sex. And then he does that first line. And then Laura goes,
let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
If there was anything that's ever made me want to masturbate, that's it right there. They're just hearing you sing.
That's so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those
non-sexual things that make you turned on.
I'd like to say thank you to our sponsors, the New Hampshire Army National Guard. You can call 1-800-GO-GUARD. That's 1-800-GO-GUARD. Yeah, you're a good singer.
I know.
Yep, you're a good singer.
Don't have to tell me.
I know.
I sing in my car all the time, and I test it out by turning down the volume, and I still sound good, even with the, you know.
Is anybody else telling you that, or are you telling yourself?
I'm just usually in the car by myself.
Here's what you need to do. Like, the other day, I don't know what, I was doing a joke I was going to send to somebody, and I was singing along a song that was on the radio, and I was recording it as I was singing. And then I went to play it back, and I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe how sucky I am. I didn't hit that note at all.
You sound better when you know, until you listen to it.
Yeah,
but that's why you just turn down the radio, and you're like, ooh, I'm still on.
Just turn it down. Just turn down the speakers. That's what you do. Well, I will say happy birthday to Kiara Cole, if you'd like to talk about sex, Scotty. She's 22.
I don't know if I can play the sound effects if they're going to go over the air.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're good.
I was wondering
you're
that.
Good. Yeah, no, they're good. She's 22. She was so good in Hot Cross Buns. And she did Lesbian Maids 4, which was better than the second one. The third one was good, but I think the series hit its zenith on Lesbian Maids 4. Also, she was in Boy Toy Boning. What a great movie that was. As well as Aubrey Valentine, Laura. She's from Utah. Utahian or she is a Utah Owen? I don't. What's
she's a Ute.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Is that what it is?
Yes.
No.
I don't know what it is.
The University of Utah. You're Utah Ute.
She was in Competitive Interns, Open House for a Slut, and Vibe.
I just like Open House just, for a Slut.
Yeah, it's a bragging point, I'm sure, on the resume. You know. Honey, what was that movie you did? Remember when you were 23? Open House for a Slut? Yeah, Mom, that was it. Yeah, I don't get it. Also, Competitive Interns. She was so good in that one. And is there any more? Mandy Meadows. I'm sure that's her real birth name, who is 29 years old. So good in Sexy Teen Next Door. Naughty Bi, B-I, Nature.
Oh, get it.
I like that. Mm. And Bow and Take Your Punishment. Another fun-sounding movie.
You know what?
So
gay porn, straight porn. It's all good.
Yeah. So tomorrow's 420. And so we were talking about how, you know, when Roadkill ranks them, maybe Laura suggested to Scotty during the break, what do we do? You know, stoner movies.
Of
and
course.
Scotty goes, Avi, bro. Avi, bro.
I don't remember saying that.
If you said Avi, bro, no. There's some things like as you become an adult or you're older, or you're in your late 40s and 50s. You don't say obvi. There's some things. It's like
I don't even know what that means.
It's
what's
like
it supposed
obvious.
To mean?
Obviously, yeah. It's so dumb. Like I hate the slang talk nowadays, and it drives me mental when people of not the right age talk like that. I can see if you're in your teen years, maybe early 20s, but the obvi and all those things.
Probably.
It's like, I hate probably. I think it's so dumb. It's like, okay, how old are you? How old are you trying to be? Because you're not 18.
I say it because. Friggin' stupid, but funny. I can't stand.
Oh, he's like, probably look, right.
If you're gonna say words, I'm a big fan of say it in English. Probably is not English. I got a buddy of mine who says probably won't, and I just rag on him hilariously. So when I do it and Scotty does it, yep. We're kind of making fun of it. But let me ask you this. What about bro? I say it.
What about
all,
bro?
Yeah,
I bro's different.
Bro all
different.
The time. Bro's been around forever
since the '70s.
Yeah,
man.
That's different.
But at 59,
I don't care. So it's still cool.
Yo,
still
ho.
Cool.
Mm. Yeah, I don't call anybody ho.
Oh, ho's into
yep.
generally.
Bro doesn't bother me as much as all those other.
I always wonder if I mean, look, some
FOMO.
I mean, look,
okay, grow no, up. How old are you?
That's stupid stuff. That's
yeah,
high school.
You say
shit.
Prolly. So yes, that's high school crap.
I say prolly as a joke.
Okay, so then you could say FOMO and be like, oh, I was joking because it's so dumb. Like, those just don't
If you're
even...
not smart enough to get that, I'm saying probably as a freaking
so
joke.
So if your husband drops
moron.
One of those, what do you say?
How old are you? Like, are you dumb? Like, that just doesn't look right coming out of your mouth. Doesn't sound appropriate.
At what point, Laura, should men stop wearing sports jerseys with names on them?
It doesn't bother me.
Doesn't bother you?
Nope. Okay.
Maybe at some point they just wear it on game day.
Yeah.
You know, maybe
doesn't.
You go around on a typical Wednesday wearing a sports jersey. Eh.
To me, wear whatever the hell you want.
Exactly what you would say.
Yeah. But, hey, look what I'm wearing today. Came in the mail. My Zodiac.
Oh, nice. My God. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yep.
All right. What about guys wearing their baseball cap backward all the time?
I don't care.
That doesn't bother me.
That's old.
No,
is there
an
age? Out now.
Yeah. But it's okay. But if you saw like a 50-year-old guy with his baseball cap on backwards, would you go, Jesus
yeah,
Christ?
I might not want to think that, but I would think it. I'm like,
Dude, I'm not a fashion plate. I can't judge anybody's fashion. However, when I see a 50, 60-year-old guy with his hair cut real short, but he's got the tips frosted, you know what I mean? All right. Yeah. Take
what
it
about,
easy,
what
Ed
about,
Hardy.
What about
Take
guys
it easy.
That are older that still spike their hair?
That doesn't. None that? Of that bothers me.
Okay.
I mean, if you got that spiking yeah. it and the colored tips, the frosted tips.
That doesn't bother me. Either.
It just it's reeks of Ed Hardy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That brand of clothes that the guys would wear and pour 15 gallons of Axe on their friggin' body. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's just me. I don't know. What do I know?
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Hey, whatever you're comfortable with. I come back from band practice some nights. If it's really hot and I wore a baseball hat, I'll wear it backwards. And Amy will be like, did you win the game?
Yeah. All right, what about women? Are there clothes, Laura? Are there clothes that women should stop wearing at a certain age?
No, and I
with the
I
words
really
pink on the butt, sweatpants.
I was never into that as it is. Like I never thought that was good for any age. So
I don't want to see the word juicy on any piece of clothing worn by one of my daughter. I gotta just tell you that right now. Okay, I would not allow that. I'm sorry.
But if you're confident enough to, like, their belly shirts are back in, and I wore
yes,
them back
in
eighth grade when they were in the first time around, or the second, because it's probably the 70s and the 90s, and now it's back again.
Oh, my God. You don't
and
know.
If you have the nicest, if you have that body and you want to pull it off, or even if you just have the confidence to pull it off,
mm-hmm.
go for it.
Mm-hmm.
If the kids come walking down the driveway, and it's my date night, or I'm picking them up, and I'm like, hey, so you guys got anywhere we go? Yeah, a couple places. I'm like, how about the first place we go, we get the rest of the fabric for your shirt?
Yeah, they're small now. But the good thing is it's high-waisted jeans, though, so you're usually seeing just from above the belly button to the under boob.
You don't have to explain to us what we're seeing.
Yeah,
well, I mean, but it's not
I know
like,
what I'm seeing.
But remember, in the 90s, it was low-cut jeans and the belly shirts.
We've taken every angle to look at it. You're like, come on, we're dudes. All right, let me ask you this. So the only thing I have an exception to when it comes to clothes, wear what you want, whatever you're comfortable in. I don't care. But I always wonder, we've talked about this on the air too. I always wonder if somebody wears like a shirt, it's got, you know, the word blazoned across it in big letters, and they go to places where kids hang out. To me, I don't want to say it offends me, because I don't get offended,
well, it should, yeah,
but
yeah.
It pisses me off because you care so little about everybody else around you. You know what I mean?
Well, but that's a great time.
It does offend you, I think.
But that's a great time.
you don't have to go crazy. And
No, I'm not going to.
It could still offend you. Like
I'm not caring. Right.
And it's also a great time that if your kids are older, you can go, you know what that is over there? It's an idiot. Yeah. I don't have to make a scene. I don't have to go say something.
I'm not going
to
make a
scene.
But I
can just say to, I can say to him, like, ladies, don't be like that guy.
Yeah.
He's an idiot.
The bitch fell off. If you're reading
that's
this, the bitch
stuff.
Fell off.
That's funny.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
What if they can read the shirt, Greg? That means there's no woman on the back.
Bitch ain't
there. She's not there. The bitch fell off.
Thank you.
I don't know what you didn't get.
No, I don't understand that you'd want to be seen with that. I don't get it. You know what
it's
I mean?
Funny.
I don't know a woman that goes, I love that when he wears that shirt.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, man.
I bet there's women out there that are like, I bought it for him.
Oh, look, dude, I'm older. I'm obviously conservative. I own what I am. And I'm, you know, but I'm just saying, I don't know. I don't know.
The Harley one, first off, if you're going to a Harley thing, you're going to see probably a lot of people wearing stuff that's going to make you laugh.
Yeah, I agree. It's meant to laugh.
Or
but I just, like,
maybe a little shock value.
Yeah. Scotty once bought a shirt at a show, Laura. He didn't really buy it. It wasn't a concert shirt. It said IF Sheep on it. And he bought it for like $27.
It actually said F or the word.
Word.
Oh, it had the word.
Had the word.
Yeah.
$27.
You don't spend that on, I mean, probably a gift for anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we used to, when the band would go out and play, I would always wear that. I played one show at the Stone Church. One and only. They were like, yeah, you guys can go.
It's a
Stone
nice place.
Church is not known for hardcore metal.
No, yep. It's more of my kind of music.
It's, yeah,
yeah, they did a metal night once.
Ooh.
Once.
And that
place
was it.
Place was packed. That was it. And they were like, yep,
yeah.
You guys can, you can go. You can take that shirt. You can take everything. You can
did you
go.
Ever get shut down
I
as,
didn't, but
as
I
the band?
I never, ever wore that to, like, the park. Yeah. I wore that out for a gig. You know, that was a funny shirt to wear on stage.
Yeah.
So I would not have worn
I'm sure
it.
Sure, Judy was proud.
I mean,
she would have been.
This is Scotty's new band called Gods Go First. Just to give you an idea of what it is, it's heavy.
The only thing that got back to Mom that she didn't like is I wore a black shirt with a white collar and went one Halloween as a priest. She didn't think that was funny.
You can't pretend.
You make
you're
a million jokes on air about priests and their transgressions.
Yes.
Yes. That, she doesn't have a problem with that.
She doesn't hear that, but somebody took a photo. And
does your
got
mom
back
not to... listen?
No.
No. She doesn't listen at all.
No. Oh no. No.
Oh no. What? She doesn't listen at
no,
all.
No, she doesn't listen.
I wouldn't
no,
imagine.
Really?
I wouldn't imagine his parents to listen at all.
Why are you shocked at that?
Well, I think they would check in on their boy. I just think they would.
No, I think it's just just the opposite. Yeah,
they probably hear about it from all. Yeah. You know, their
were they embarrassed?
Family.
I don't think they're embarrassed,
probably.
But I just don't think it's their thing.
Yeah. I would think so. Yeah.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Sometimes...
See, I would think the majority of people in my circle don't listen.
No, I know. But mom and dads are different. Like, they pay attention not because... Well, if the boy was watching if he played baseball and he was on TV, they'd watch it.
Okay, well, that's
it's just a little bit different.
Their boy playing baseball is different than their boy being part of their son being part of a show where he may say things that they may not like, they may not agree with.
Or they're just not into the music and, you know, they're doing different things in the morning, GMA.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not knocking them if they don't. I'm saying it's not unusual to expect that they would.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, no, I do not think they, because I've never had them go, hey, now they've had people come up to them and say something. And just like Amy doesn't listen, but Amy has girls at work that listen.
I saw the night we saw Sarah Silverman. Mm-hmm. Sarah Silverman's mom was sitting right in front of us. Mm-hmm. And she did a 7-minute bit on the C word. And she said it a million times. It was hilarious. But her mom, she's unfazed by it because she knows that's her job.
Yeah.
That's her job. You know. Yeah, but anyway, my dad, every once in a while, I'll be like, not everything, you know. Not everything. Yeah, tell people. Not everything you hear on the radio is true, you know.
My
not everything.
My dad will be like, all right, only some of it's true.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're right, though. I mean, for the most part, a lot of times,
because I think
you know,
that sometimes they'd be like, did you really take a picture of that and send it to somebody? I don't think they find the same stuff that we find funny. And Amy doesn't. Amy, like, last night, what are you doing? I'm taking a picture of my sausage sandwich. Why? I'm sending it to Greg.
Jesus, I know. That was gross. That was gross. You know what? I forgot to bring it up.
I'm going to show you.
I'm going to show you. I get this thing from Scotty, and I knew right away. It comes up on my phone. It doesn't show the picture, but it says, thinking of you. So I know it's going to be something inappropriate.
I'm going to send you my pepper.
Okay.
My pecker pepper.
Look at that. Look at that. Okay.
That's nice, yeah.
That is a fat, thick sausage. It's so fat.
It's bigger than the bun.
You can only see half the bun. But I look at it and I go, that's ugly, gross looking, right? But I also notice
the plate.
Exactly.
Like that's what he's eating.
Look at the plate he's eating on, Kelly.
Which I'm surprised it doesn't say eat or yum.
Describe
the
what you're looking at.
It's a skull plate.
It's a skull plate.
All right, now just so you know, none of these dishes, the ones that say food or, you know, delish,
or you're not able to
are not mine. Those aren't mine. And
so you guys eat on different dishes?
His food is on top of a human skeleton of a skull.
Yeah, I'll come home and Amy will be like, I bought these new dishes. And she was so excited to find those. She was like, I found the best dishes. And I'm like, what are they? And they're like, they're really cool photos of skulls. I'm like, okay.
The fact that she bought them for you and was excited about it, you should marry her.
She loved it. And Greg's like, where the hell do you find something like that?
So I wrote back to him, you know, because obviously it was a sausage, thinking about you. I said, what the F in all get out is that? And what's with the plate in capital letters? He goes, that's a damn good sausage, bro. I said, but the plate, Amy got those. We do our kitchen shopping at Spirit of Halloween. I wrote, I heard they have excellent deals. He goes, yes, they do. I was kidding, dude. I was kidding. So he sends me that, and then he's got skeleton bed sheets?
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool, man. I just got a pecker pepper from
pecker
Kelly
pepper,
Brown.
Yeah.
Took a picture of a pepper that looks like it has a pecker. That is nice.
Kinda cool, huh?
I had gotten those Misfit boxes, and they send you pay, you know, a week, every week, and fruits and vegetables get sent to your house. Uh-huh. But it's all the fruits and vegetables people don't buy because they might have a pecker on them or something weird, like an extra nub on the carrot.
The first ones I scoop up.
Yeah, and, well, I get discounted fruits and veggies by buying the pecker peppers.
Nice. All right, well, here.
You nibble on the little part of the pecker first?
No.
Before you eat the rest?
No, I don't.
Do you save it out and see if any of the kids notice?
No.
Kelly is fully reclined in his uncomfortable chair.
Talk about Uncle Creepy.
He's got his hands in his pocket. You nibble on that thing.
Yeah,
nibble on that thing.
Yeah.
Hey, Laura. One thing missing is a cigarette. Uncle. Hey, Laura. Bet that's the part you nibble on first.
Uncle Fester over
Why
here.
Why don't you leave it out and see if the kids laugh at it?
Mm.
Well, I'm sure they would. I'm just usually getting those
Kelly's the guy,
out for cooking.
Kelly's the guy that'll take a fridge, take a hot dog out of the fridge and put it in the produce drawer between two tomatoes just for the next person to open.
How many times?
Oh, yeah. Kelly, I've said it before. Kelly drew a pecker on a banana. I took it home. One of the kids took it to school. Was mortified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was going to happen. I apologize.
Didn't somebody wrote, like, I'm queer on your racquetball or tennis racket?
No, I did it on Steve Cantera's sneakers, something like that.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I remember that.
Got him good.
Kelly drove around for the longest time with a two beers and I'm queer.
One beer and I'm queer.
I drove around with the cops are overpaid.
Which is always neat when he goes to meet his police officer brother for lunch.
Right. Yeah.
Dude.
Funny magnetic bumper stickers on my car. Yeah.
I got a guy in so much trouble. He went to work early, took the first parking space right by the door. There was a magnet on his car and people came in all day, and finally 5 o'clock they called him in and they're like, I don't know what, you know, you'd find this funny, but you know, you had to take a couple classes. So he had to give up his Saturdays for 3 weeks and go to a class about, you know, how that's not right. And I don't remember what it was. I wish I had, but I put it on his car, and he was so angry at me. I'm willing to say at the time it was one of the reasons why we no longer like jammed together. Like, okay,
yeah,
you took it a step too far. I'm good. I'm
yeah,
up.
Yeah. Well, you live and you learn. You yeah. live and learn.
I like you, you know? Even more now.
Yeah. yeah. Oh my God, I was like, it worked.
Yeah. Well, there it is. All right. Well, that's it for today. We're pretty much
we're toast.
Yeah, we're toast.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie. Not gonna lie. What do you got going on today, Kelly?
Today's a jogging day. Brad Skelly tonight.
Mm-hmm. Walking day. I'll be out there. Be out there walking. I may do the elliptical a little bit. What about you, Scotty? Oh,
Peloton all afternoon.
No
I'm going to do that. Yep.
You like the chick that yells at you?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I love to be yelled at.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Big fan of that.
Right,
Laura, what do you got?
They got a warning about the Pelotons, right, with the kid?
Yes, the Peloton treadmills. They're not like your
animals.
Kids. Yep.
What about them?
Actually, I don't know if it's going so fast that it actually doesn't throw you off the back. It brings you, like, right underneath the machine. So I think the kids are actually getting pulled into the machine.
Jesus Christ. It's like the Jetsons. What about you, Laura? What are you going on with today?
Today is moving everything that was winter clothes out into storage things and all the summer clothes in.
I made the switch. Cleaned out the closet over the weekend, did all that, already did it.
That's what I'm... this is a two-day project for my closet, and then I'll have to work on the kids.
Yeah, we got Operation Douche the Garage going on at the house.
You douche the garage more than anybody
I just
know.
Told Valerie. I said, where does this shit come from?
I swear, you guys are always cleaning your garage.
I swear.
Feel horrible.
I'm like the kids. I'm like, it's like, we Valerie and I aren't adding to the pile.
When are you starting this?
Huh?
When are you starting it?
It started yesterday.
Okay.
Why?
I was checking the dumpster.
When are you kicking them out?
Check the dumpster.
Oh, that's right. There's going to be some good stuff.
Rich people. I love
when
rich people.
When am I kicking them out?
I love rich people
point,
trash.
Like, okay.
Okay.
Rich
okay.
people trash is like,
up.
Hey, our TV's broke. It's missing a knob.
We'll talk to me when they're 20. Talk to me about kicking them out at some point. Right now, I'm perfectly fine with them living there because I know that they want to move out. And that's going to happen. But, you know, with everything that happened in the last year, yeah. mind you, I felt much better having them home, I'll be honest. And they could stay there. You know, I'm not in a rush to get them out.
Wait till the house market goes back down.
Man,
they're
going to be screwed. It's going to be
crap.
A replay of like 2008 when all those people went and bought all those crazy houses. And then within 2 years, they were all under because the house that they bought.
There was a lot of bad mortgages there.
Well,
I
there's a lot of houses that are going for way more than they should be going for.
I enjoy having the kids there. I mean, we have fun. They're adults, so, you know, we can have fun. But they also seek their own space. So it's not like they're in front of you all the time. They want to be up in their own space. You know what I mean? So it's not bad. But
I am counting the days for the market to flip.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyway, enjoy the rest of the day, everybody.
Amy can keep the apartment.
You're buying a house.
You like that one?
Where's Scott's
like
stuff? Where's Scott's stuff?
What's up?
Yeah, what's up?
No, I'm just leaving.
All right. See you tomorrow, everybody. Thanks for hanging with us on 24/7.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.